from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Thousands in Guyana demand justice after the mysterious death of a villager at the weekend. Trinidad and Tobago's opposition seeking outside diplomatic help to resolve the political crisis there. And a fresh attempt to sell Dominican passports anger locals. I'm Rosie Hayes, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Thousands of people marched through the streets in Georgetown, Guyana today in protest against the weekend killing of Shaka Blair by an elite police squad. PNC leader Desmond Hoyt of the main opposition party said the protest marches will continue until those policemen responsible for Blair's death are detained. The PNC is also pressing for an investigation into the incident. Colin Smith monitored today's protests.
Carrying banners, some of which read, "Murder most foul," and "If the PPP wants war, they will get it," thousands of protesters today staged an incident-free two-hour march through the streets of Georgetown. They were demanding justice after the killing last weekend of Shaka Blair by the Black Clothes Police. At the end of the march, Mr. Desmond Hoyt, leader of the main opposition People's National Congress, told the marchers his party had sent three demands to the government and to the Commissioner of Police. First, that the police officer in charge of the squad, which went to Blair's house on the night he was